It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today. You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in a moment of prayer? Father, I pray in Jesus' name, would you tender our hearts? God, thank you for the precious word of the Lord. God, would you help us to just bow to you? Now, Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercy. I pray for my brothers and sisters on the radio today. Thank you, God, for the glorious gospel that we heard as a little boy. And God, we trusted you as our Savior. And Father, that gospel is still working, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Father, I pray today, would you keep your hand upon these radio stations, upon each one of these programs, every man of God that's trying to be faithful to the Lord. God, help us to honor you. And Lord, may souls be saved and lives be changed, that Jesus Christ would simply be glorified. For it's in His wonderful name that we ask it. Amen. This is the Open Bible Hour. And this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. And excuse me for punching the wrong button there a while ago. You'd think that after all of these years, since 1970, that we wouldn't push the wrong button. But every once in a while, we sure do that. And God's good, but there's some buttons that we push that's right. Oh, the one that I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ with. The greatest day of my life when I said, Jesus, would you save me? And He did. Can I say to you, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's just that simple. If you're not saved, you can call on Him and ask Him and He will save you. I want to invite you today to open the greatest book that's ever been written. The Word of God. How important is this Bible? Why, it's right out of His mouth. I believe what He said. Now, I hear a politician talk. I don't believe much that he has to say. I don't believe much of the news that's out there today. But I sure do believe this precious old book. And how wonderful it is, because the same Spirit of God that moved on holy men is the same Holy Spirit that penned this Bible, the same Holy Spirit that I have in me and says, yep, that's the Word of God. May we just simply believe it like it is. Amen. Verse number 1 in chapter 2 of the book of Romans. And let me just say this. I want to say each one of you, thank you for supporting the work. Thank you for helping us with the Bibles. And the Bible lessons and all that we're trying to do, we could not get this done without your prayers and your burdens and your support. Oh, may God bless you richly as we still try to carry on for the work of the Lord. And may God bless you. I pray God will open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing upon your life that you can't contain. I mean, it'll just be overflowed. Amen. Now I want you to look in chapter 2 of the book of Romans. And God's going to deal with here. What is it? Judgment's coming. But what's happening? Look at the scripture. It always works up. Therefore, thou art inexcusable. Who? O man. Let that little phrase right there, O man. What is this whole thing about? Well, can I say to you, before there was a world or anything else, there was a man prepared called Jesus, the man Christ Jesus, that God put in charge even before the foundation of this world. God chose that this would happen as it would happen. And then God created this world. God created man. And, oh man, God gave him dominion over the face of the earth. But, oh man, what did he do? He missed God. Adam missed the Lord. He failed God. But can I say to you, every one of his young'uns, from the time that he started bringing men and women into this world, can I say, they started failing God. And it's happened all the way through. But then, God lets another man come into this world. The man, Christ Jesus, who was absolute God. And he comes into this world and becomes perfect man. He is the incarnate Son of God. He's God and man. Why does he come into this world as a man? Because man, oh man, has to be delivered. Man has to be redeemed. And there has to be some way to redeem him. The Lord gave an example in the Old Testament of the offerings, the lambs, and all that had to die and shed their blood and give their life and be offered unto the Lord. But they never got the job done. All of it was held, looking forward to the man Christ Jesus that would come into this world and give his life and shed his blood. And can I say to you, he gave his life. He shed his blood that he might bring us to God. The only way that you can get to God is through Jesus Christ. Do you know him? Now, look at this scripture in Romans chapter 2. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man. And who is it? Whosoever thou art that judgeth. And what do we do in these last days? What is it that we're judging? Hey, to judge means you examine it. And we look at the situations of the world. Previous, up at the end of chapter number 1, thou that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. Well, O man, who am I to judge? I have no business judging. How do I? I judge it by the word of God. He said, for thou that judgest doest the same things. Why? Can I say this to you, even as a child of God? You look at all that this world's filling itself with, and if you don't yield your life to God and yield your life to the Lord and be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, oh, so many of these things, you can become a backbiter. You can become despiteful. You can become proud. You can be boaster. You can invent evil things. You can be disobedient to. I mean, there's many of these things that you can be. You can even commit fornication. Hey, you can be covetous apart from God. Oh, may I say to you, oh man, who is man? God saves us in our spirits. But we're in a world of sin. We're in an old body that's capable of sin. Who art thou that judgest? For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest does the same things. Oh, may God deliver us from any thought of anything against God. Put God first. Did you know in the book of Peter, God says that sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Oh, what does that mean? Set him apart. Put him first in your life. Yield your life to the Lord. Oh, may God help us. May we, Paul put it this way, I die daily. Well, did Paul sin? Oh, Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this sinful flesh? He said, when I know to do good, I don't even know how to perform it. Oh, many times in this body of flesh that we live in as a child of God, we fail and we sin. Why do we pray and say, Lord, forgive me? Lord, forgive me of any thought. Forgive me of any action. Forgive me of anything that I should have done and didn't do. Why? We know we're prone to fail. Oh, may we leave the judgment to God. But can I say we can take this precious old book. Not only does it shed the light on this world, but it sheds a light on me too. Amen. Look at verse number 2. But we are sure. Sure of what? Hallelujah. That the judgment of God is according to truth. What's God saying? Be careful how you judge. Let God do the judge. God's judgment is not prejudiced. God's judgment is not boastful. God's judgment is according to one thing, truth. And what is that truth? God's precious word. And it's against them which commit such things. And here again, what are these things? God said, man being filled with unrighteousness. Well, God's judgment takes the truth and examines everything they're filled with, whether it's a lost man or you and I. But did you know what God does to that old child of God? You that are saved, do you know what the Lord does for us? That if we shall simply confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Folks, praise God, what a blessing it is to be saved. Aren't you glad you're born again and saved? I would not want to be out in this lost world, letting the world use me for a garbage can. Yield to God, trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Until next time.
It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today. You have just